What's up, everybody?
This is Dark Masic with Brutally Delicious, coming at you with a review of Unleash the Archers' brand new album, Phantoma. Okay, so as a power metal nerd, Unleash the Archers is one of the current torchbearers. It's interesting because I think they sit pretty neatly between the old guard like Rhapsody, Stradivarius, Blind Guardian, versus current Mad with Power players like Glyph and Fellowship. Perhaps most interesting, I think, is that there's a lot of female-fronted symphonic power metal bands that sound a lot like Nightwish, but Unleash the Archers is one of the few like double bass-heavy burning power metal bands with a female singer. Off the top of my head, one of the only other ones I can think of is Ancient Bards. Their last two albums, Apex and Abyss, were very well-regarded. Abyss was actually my top album of 2020. They were actually my first club show after COVID. September 8th, 2021, La Poisson Rouge in New York with Seven Kingdoms and Aether Realm. Anyways, enough about them. Let's talk about the new album. Stylistically, I think it's an evolution from the last two, and even then I did think Abyss was an evolution from Apex. It definitely sounds like Unleash the Archers. Brittany's soaring vocals and the amazing guitar playing and a lot of the power metal energy is still there, but some of the tracks have a new pop influence. So they toured with Seven Kingdoms, whose last album also had a similar style change. I wonder if there was an influence there. It is very interesting in that it makes the album dynamic in a way. Oftentimes, bands that aren't Slayer will release albums that are mostly fast and then have like one token ballad per album to just change things up. This one is darting between, you know, the power metal style and then something resembling rock. The songwriting is absolutely there. I'm not slamming them for softening in any way. It's actually just a very interesting, you know, musical paradigm, I guess you'd call it. So let's talk about some songs then. The opener, The Human Era, is definitely more of that rock style than we were talking about. Much more rock than the previous two openers, Awakening and Abyss. It reminds me a little bit of the song Through Stars from Abyss. It has that similar mid-tempo vibe. And Through Stars, when it was released, was described as synthwave hidden behind metal. So I guess that is, you know, kind of what they were going for, maybe. Next up, we have the title track. Never mind, we're back to metal. It's an oddly optimistic kind of power metal. There was definitely some great double bass drumming here, but there's also a great synth addition that just adds a very cool layer to the song. There's a great chorus, too. I know I say that about every fucking power metal song I review, but, I mean, what else do you want me to say? That's what makes the genre, right? Just a quick note here. It's about this point of the album when I thought the album sequencing was a bit odd. I thought that title track would have made a much better opener. There's clearly a concept here, so I get that you can't just flip the songs around, but I'm kind of reminded of the two times when Judas Priest's Running Orders went wrong. That is, Rapid Fire is normally the opener to British Steel, but for the US, they decided to put Breaking the Law there. And then for the remaster, reissue, whatever the fuck, of Sad Wings of Destiny, they literally flipped Side A and Side B, so Prelude into Tyrant is now halfway through the album instead of the opener. Anyway, sorry for the random history lesson. The Collective. Here's another one of those "this should have been the opener" songs. Great combo of double bass, burning power metal, with a really cool dark twist towards the end. It sounds like a more mature version of a song from Abyss. I think I'm thinking of Faster Than Light. It might have been Soulbound. Green and Glass. Okay, so this was the first single. It was their first release in 4 years or some shit. It still slaps after I've heard it like 15 times through and I'm hearing new tracks. I still hear this and think, I understand why this was the single. Great chorus, great melody, everything you'd want in an Unleash the Archers song. And even after hearing the rest of the album, this one is still shining despite having heard it like 15 times before. Gods in Decay. This is like 80s pop in a metal song. You know the vibe you get when you hear Beast in Black cover They Don't Care About Us? It's like that, but it's not a meme cover. It's just them writing a fucking bitching song. Speaking of, this solo rips. Absolute highlight, totally original, not derivative, but reminiscent. Give It Up or Give It All. This is like a fantastic movie soundtrack song. It's not very metal at all. It's more of that rock style, but it's inspiring. The vibe it's giving off is like when you come into your own skin towards the end of high school. Maybe you had like a gym teacher you really related to who like pats you on the shoulder and says, "Come here, kid. You're going to be all right." One of those moments. It's not the same style, but I was reminded of what Battle Beast tried to do with the song Endless Summer. I think this is much better, but it's kind of like that departure of style for the sake of writing something uplifting. Last but not least, Blood Empress. Okay, so I'm often a sucker for last songs, and this is no exception. There's definitely a good finality to this song, and I totally stuck with the line, "I'd rather die for tomorrow than live for today." That is absolutely last in line by Dio level. So, confession, I did read a separate review of Phantoma before I began listening to the album. It was unfortunately a bit negative, and I gotta say, what the hell were they thinking? We're a decent chunk into Q2 of the year now, and this is already easily Album of the Year candidate. I would be amazed if this is not in my top 5. I always appreciate when bands organically evolve. This was not a wimpy softening. They have simply grown as songwriters. I'm not going to get into the nasty game of comparisons, but after Abyss, which was Album of the Year 2020 for me, I am most certainly not let down by Phantoma. Great effort, dudes. Rock on. See you with Powerwolf.
One Hit Thunder is a podcast where we both celebrate and have a good laugh about bands and artists that had just one hit that we all know. Each week, we're joined by a guest from the world of music or comedy to learn more than you ever thought you would about some songs that you can't forget, and we decide if they brought the one-hit thunder or were nothing more than a one-hit blunder. Look, if you listen to the show, you're probably going to laugh, and I guarantee you're going to crush next time the bar has music trivia. Tag Team, Jane Child, Meredith Brooks, Looking Glass, Sean Mullins, Eiffel 65, EMF, Crash Test Dummies, Crazy Town, Chumbawamba. We have hundreds of episodes in our back catalog and a new episode each week, so pass the Dutchie, make sure you're connected, and subscribe to One Hit Thunder wherever you get your pods.